Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And Sam, you had an idea about the Milwaukee public schools and the increase in wages. It was an interesting idea. Tell me what's in the headlines. I'd like to comment on it.
Well, a article came out on Friday, this past Friday, and it was about how the Milwaukee public school teachers and other staff will be seeing their biggest collective raise in over a decade next school year under arrangements provided unanimously by the Milwaukee School Board on Tuesday this past week. It's going to be a 4.7% raise for all district staff, and they also plan to use some of their COVID relief money for strategies for teacher retention. So they hope this raise, as well as a bonus given for a longevity bonus, will kind of help teachers have the incentive to either stay in MPS or, you know, be drawn to it in this teacher shortage.
Yeah, that's terrific. Let me comment on that briefly before we go back to some of these other issues. I'm on the board of visitors of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, UWM. UWM and Madison are the only two R1 research institutions in this state, only about 135 of them nationally. And one of the things that UW-Milwaukee has is a terrific school of education. A lot of teachers get certified at UWM. And I was at a board of visitors meeting the other day, and they reported that the enrollment in the board of it in the School of Education is down, even though it's one of the premier programs in the country. You want to be a teacher in Wisconsin, you can't do better than go to UWM and get your master's. In any event, I said, what was the reason? And they just flat out said, Act 10, the lack of money. You know, the disrespect and the attack on teachers in the political environment in Wisconsin right now. And that was chilling to me because I knew that Act 10 had had a bad effect on teachers. And it's not that teachers are out to, you know, gouge anybody. You know, they had a thing with education in Wisconsin called the QEO, the Qualified Economic Offer. That was put in by Tommy Thompson. And it limited teachers' wages to 2% increase. So in other words, they'd fight and they can't strike, so they fight and they would negotiate, but there's a ceiling of 2%. So school, and 2% was roughly inflation. So they were getting no real wage increases. And then you have relentless attacks by Republican legislators on teachers, relentless. And they claim it's on teachers' unions, but it's not against teachers' unions, against teachers is what it is. And so we have got to understand that the basis of society is an educated citizenry. It is. I mean, the basis of higher education is grade school and high school. You have to have outstanding grade school and high school teachers, outstanding, who are motivated and are paid fairly. So I am delighted that MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools, is giving this increase, a little over 4%. It's not exactly that anybody's getting rich, but, you know, they got nothing. Many teachers in the state barely got inflation increases. In some cases, they didn't get that. And they're relentlessly attacked and demoralized teachers. So to people in the Republican Party, I don't care what your other issues are, but this hurting teachers, insulting teachers, attacking teachers, making sure, you know, squeezing them, that's got to stop. That mindset that somehow education is suspect, people will voluntarily vote themselves into peasantry. They will voluntarily vote themselves into ignorance. And it's not because they're not smart. They are smart. They just fall for this kind of propaganda is the only way to put it. I don't lightly use that term, but Republican propaganda. So let me give you a couple of phrases in Ducks and Bunnies that you can remember. Education is good. Teachers are good. Teachers deserve to be paid. They deserve to get increases that are more than inflation. And that is simply the fact of the matter. What happens is you have people in the Republican Party who will send their kids to private schools and so forth, and they don't give a damn about public education. That's got to stop. Got to stop. Excellent development in MPS so far. I'd like to see it extend around the state. I'm going to get to an issue now. It's an American issue, sadly, that is one of the most chilling, and that word was used, one most chilling in recently and even in American history. And that is that Mike Pence, remember January 6th, hang Mike Pence, they set up gallows. He refused to get in a car. He was asked to enter a car by his Secret Service to protect him. And he said, I am not getting in that car. Because the Secret Service agents who protect Pence are controlled by the Secret Service agents who protect Trump. And he knew that he would be taken away from the Capitol and not be permitted to get on with the counting of the votes. And here's the exact phrase that Pence used. The guy that told him to get in the car was a guy named Tim, Secret Service agent. He quote, I trust you, Tim, but you're not driving the car. If I get in that vehicle, you guys are taking off. I'm not getting in the car. You know, this isn't Russia. This isn't China. This isn't the mafia. The vice president of the United States said, I am not getting in that car because he was afraid he would in effect be kidnapped. You know, not in an invidious sense. He'd just be taken off, quote, for his own safety, end quote, and then the votes wouldn't be counted. Why is that important? Why is that important? Because all Trump was trying to do in this coup was to start, all he was trying to do to start was to delay the counting of the votes beyond January 20, beyond January 20. And then when the precedent had been set, well, I'm just temporarily president for a while, just like Putin was temporarily president for a while, Putin. And then he became president for 36 years. And then they'll get into the spring, they'll go to the Wisconsin, the U.S. Supreme Court, the Republicans will say, well, let's delay it a little longer. Suddenly Trump will say, all right, well, we'll have another election in 2024. I'm not using the word coup lightly. There was a coup attempt to overturn the election. Do you understand that? There was a coup attempt. And the vice president, part of the plan was to get him in a Secret Service car and whisk him away. And he might say, I want to go back. And they say, I'm sorry, sir, you know, it's for your own safety. And they drive him a bunch of miles away, quote, for his own safety. And that would have been shut down that day. For the vice president to say, I trust you, Tim, but you're not driving the car. If I get in that vehicle, you guys are taking off. I'm not getting in the car. That is chilling. That is chilling. We are going to the lines. Joe with Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
I'm so glad that you brought up this subject. This is the most startling news I've heard in ages. Sounds like something out of a Tom Clancy novel, but actually this is what was happening. And I think it's useful for people, and at least it was useful for me, to consider that this man had people within the Capitol screaming for him to be hung. You know, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. And as I understand it, when he was in the Capitol, he was there with his wife, his daughter, and I think his mother, too, and so his family was around him. This was happening. So you would assume that he'd be doing anything, absolutely anything, to get him away from the crowds that are screaming for him to be killed. And yet he had the wherewithal to realize, man, I can't get in this car because there are higher things than just my safety. I've never been a Mike Pence fan, but man, that was a pretty powerful moment to consider what this man was facing in terms of pretty drastic and powerful choices, meaning going one way or the other. Boy, what a bag of misery that is. So I hope that people realize that this speaks to the depth of what was going on within this within Trump's administration to run a coup. Thanks for bringing up this story.
Yeah, it's thank really, you, Joe. Really important. Thank you. We're going to go to one more caller, and then I'm going to respond to your great comments. Todd or Billy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you brought up regarding education. I've been working in education for a little over 20 years, and most of it in Wisconsin. But some of it, a number of years in Virginia and Minnesota as well. And before Scott Walker, but especially after, man, working in some great schools, but the employment environment in Wisconsin just is not the same. The support that I felt working in other states, the level of comfort, job security, and professional development opportunities are just so much different. And, you know, I hear the word demoralized a lot, and I think that's pretty appropriate. And it's really a Wisconsin thing. It's not a district by district thing. It's just the situation for educators in Wisconsin has just deteriorated, and it's really sad.
Yeah, thank you for calling with those terrific comments. You know, my wife was a teacher. She's retired speech and language pathologist in the Germantown, Wisconsin public schools for 34 years. And I'll tell you what, I hear the same from her. I just heard the same from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Education School, and I'm hearing it from you. And we've got to stop the demoralization of Wisconsin teachers because people aren't going into it anymore. They don't think they're going to be treated fairly, and they think they're going to be attacked. And that has got to stop. And that's why airing this out in a public forum like this is so important. And Joe Madison, we're going to a break, but when we get back, I want to respond to your comments on Mike Pence. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to Joe of Madison before we go back to the lines. Joe came up with a very important point that Mike Pence, as vilified as he is, showed some spine on January 6th. He refused to get in a car with his own Secret Service agents because they were under the control of the Trump Secret Service team. And they said, get in the car for your own safety. And they were going to drive him away. And without the vice president at the Capitol, under the Constitution, he's the one that's supposed to receive. And by the way, this is all ceremonial, even if he died. I mean, hell, he could dress up as a Revolutionary War soldier and stand there with a empty musket if he wanted to do a shtick. You know, I mean, this is all ridiculous. These certifications had already come in. But the Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, if he weren't physically there to receive them, could easily have said, well, let's give this some thought. Let's brief it. We'll decide in June. The election was supposed to install Biden on January 20, and every month that Trump could buy staying in illegally gave him an argument, well, just keep me until 2024 and overturn the election that way in a sneaky, sneaky, sneaky way. So my view on Pence, and look, I think Pence is making a very big mistake. He's very conservative, not a guy I'd vote for. But the fact that he did that and the fact that he told Trump, no, I'm not going to overturn the election, the fact that Trump attacked him, so far he's been sucking up to Trump. Well, you know, we basically agree. Listen, if a guy said, hang Matt Flynn, and they put a gallows, and by the way, how long do you think it takes to construct the gallows? They didn't do that morning. Are you kidding me? Somebody constructed that gallows and shipped it there, okay? And then the president said, kill the guy? I got news for you. Not only would I not suck up to the president, I'd go after him myself. And I'd say, you're a Russian agent, get out of my face. That's what I'd say. Now, Trump, Pence has a little quieter demeanor. But, you know, if he were simply, he was the vice president, if he simply were to go around the country saying, I just strongly disagree with Donald Trump, there are people there to hang me. And then they try to kidnap me in a car, my own Secret Service agents. And I said, no. And the one thing you can count on is I will stand up for the peaceful transition of power. If he only said that, he'd be the front runner. DeSantis wouldn't go anywhere. Nobody knows DeSantis. And it'd be him and Trump. And you know something? I think a lot of regular Republicans would go for Pence. Now, Pence, as I say, is extremely conservative. But I'm just looking for people in the Republican Party who aren't out to destroy our democracy. And that's why I mentioned Tommy Thompson, Tim Michaels, and the Republican primary for governor in Wisconsin, and I'm mentioning Pence for the, nationally for standing up to Trump. Instead of going around saying it's a stigma that they tried to hang me, you own that, and you go and you say, there's nobody going to hang our democracy, and I'm not putting up with it. And as Joe pointed out, I think he had family there. I think he had his wife, maybe some kids. Somebody said his mom or something. I mean, that took guts not to whisk them all into a car and allow himself to be kidnapped. But going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Yeah, but on that subject real quick, it's kind of lame that you had to have Dan Quayle tell you what to do. Anyway,
that's true. That's true. Very true.
The person that I really think is amazing that I've heard in the last couple of weeks out of the Democrats, it's this young lady running for the House over in Michigan, I believe it is.
Oh, great. Yeah, mayor. Right.
Yeah. Well, and the reason I bring that up, Matt, is this. I just heard the lamest excuse ever for not subpoenaing both Mark Meadows, and Kevin McCarthy. The January 6th committee is not doing that presently and probably won't, because they're afraid, the Democrats, of what the Republicans might do if they get into power next fall. Well, guess what? I got a newsflash for you. They're going to do it either way. So grow some and subpoena both these people, because now, after what we've heard from Meadows and from McCarthy in his own words, that's a big part of the case, I think, you're leaving out.
You know, you really hit the nail on the head on two things right there. One of them, I want to get back to Pence for a moment. You know, I'm saying, well, Pence showed some spine. Well, he didn't show a lot of spine early, because he was considering obeying Trump. And he talked to Dan Quayle. Now, Dan Quayle was the vice president under George H.W. Bush, and he had the reputation of being very dumb. I don't think he was dumb. I think he put on a dumb, you know, demeanor to somehow ingratiate himself. But he's the guy who said, he spoke to the United Negro College Fund. That's the name of a respected fund that raises money for historically black colleges and universities. And their motto is, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. That's their motto. So he was told to get up and say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And there's no kidding. He gets up and he says, it's a terrible thing to lose your mind. And so everybody thought he's an idiot, and maybe he is, but Pence somehow talked to him, and Quayle, to his credit, said, are you crazy? You can't do that, and talked Pence out of it. So Dick is absolutely correct, that that attenuates Pence's so-called bravery. On the other hand, it took a fair amount of guts the day of. If there's a gallows there, and I'm there with my wife and daughters and mom, I mean, and there's a gallows, and these thugs are going through shouting, hang Mike Pence, where's Mike Pence? He showed some spine that day. And I'm not saying I want him as president. All I'm saying is that we need people like him. Well, and we need people like Liz Cheney is what we need. But any manifestation of standing up to Trump is welcome. And Dick's other point is exactly right. And I got news for the Democrats. They're going to do it anyway. If Kevin McCarthy gets in there, he's going to disband the January 6th commission. He's going to get rid of all the subpoenas, withdraw them so there's no criminal prosecution for having blown them off. Then he'll have a Hunter Biden commission and a Joe Biden commission, and they'll vote to impeach Joe Biden. That won't clear the Senate. There's not 2/3 in the Senate. That's 67 votes. They will not clear the Senate, but they will gum up our government big time till 2024. That is what on the horizon, and people have got to understand that they're not going to, you know, somehow get a pass if they are nice, quote, nice to them right now. You can't be nice to people like that. You can't be nice to Putin. If you're not, Ron Johnson, guy goes to Moscow, Russia on 4th of July, has secret meetings. You're going to what, negotiate about what, Russia, you know? I mean, with Kevin McCarthy, what, with Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and people like Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz under investigation for trafficking and shooting his mouth off, you're going to negotiate with these people? give me a break. Yeah, they're going to do their worst. And let's say they subpoena. We subpoena Kevin McCarthy and Meadows. We should do it right away. So they subpoena Nancy Pelosi. She's a tough cookie. She sits there. She's not going to put up with anything. She has nothing to hide. She has nothing to hide. Adam Schiff has nothing to hide. Kevin McCarthy says he's going to throw Adam Schiff off of committees in the Congress because he doesn't like him. Well, he's too articulate. That's why he'll throw off Jamie Raskin. He'll throw off all our big guns. That's what he's going to do. Okay. Because we throw off Marjorie Taylor Greene for threatening to kill Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. Marjorie Taylor Greene should have gone to prison for that. Threatening people like that is a felony. She snuck out of it somehow. I don't know how she snuck out of it. So this is apples and oranges. Go, bring it on. The other thing is, if McCarthy tries that kind of stuff, at some point, the American people don't put up with that. Anyway, we're coming to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are alive. I'm going to take you in order. Take you in order. Start with Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
It's still bemusing to me, not amusing, that Ron Johnson is still trying to maintain what was just a friendly little teddy bear's picnic on January 6th, where more and more evidence is coming out just how violent it was and what they're, you know, how he could have claimed in the first place when people were there shouting, you know, hang Mike Pence and you know, where, I don't know how festive the mood of the crowd was, aside from the festivity that was done back in the days of when they're drawing and quartering people, you know, before the crowd in merry old England as punishment. That if Ron Johnson thinks that's festive, I mean, it gets to the point where these guys they're not intelligent, they're cunning, and there's a difference, there's a subtle difference there, because they're devious, and any intelligence they have is dedicated toward being devious. I mean, it's Scott Walker. I mean, the man is...
I got to say, let me break in with this. I actually think they are intelligent. You know, there are a lot of criminological studies that said that criminals in prison have a slightly higher IQ than people who aren't in prison. So the sad thing is people use their intelligence for nefarious reasons, but you're absolutely right. I mean, what Ron Johnson said was if it were Black Lives Matter, because he tried to sneak a racial thing in, he would have been concerned, but these just were a bunch of lads letting off some steam. No, they were not. There was a violent attempt to overthrow, but the more covert, sneaky attempt was trying to whisk Pence away in a limousine with reputed Secret Service agents who reported to Trump's detail, so he'd be taken out of Washington, D.C. and couldn't count the votes. You're right on the money. That was a violent overthrow that did not respect the idea of the peaceful transition of power. Mark, thanks for calling in. Robert of West Dallas, you're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Yeah, definitely they're cunning. I mean, you look at Madison Cawthorn down there. He was going to run against Josh Rimelot, a combat veteran. And they redistrict him twice so that he's running, I believe it's against Erica Smith now, because they know putting up one of these people that were in support of the insurrection against someone who has had service and is calling them out for what they did, that's a big loser for them. My original point of the call was a couple of good things happened. One of them you probably already have mentioned, that Macron had beat Le Pen in the election. The second thing that I noticed over the weekend was AT&T, through its direct TV unit, has pulled AON Network. So these are the guys that, you know, they carried the fake documentary by the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, regarding how the election was stolen. Some of the reporters are really outrageous. Some saying that, you know, the civilians that have been killed in Ukraine by the Russians was staged, kind of carrying Russians' propaganda. So good for AT&T and DirecTV to get away from those guys. It was like 90% of their revenue, so hopefully they'll go out of business.
Thank you. That's a very good point. And AON was also just settled a libel lawsuit brought by the two women, mother and daughter in Georgia, who were falsely claimed by them and frankly by Giuliani and others to have committed voter fraud, because there was video. One of the things they enjoyed doing, they were poll workers, and there was they had video of them putting ballots into, you know, the equivalent of a post office cloth cart, which is what they were supposed to do. After they were entered, then they were stored somewhere. But because they were African-American and they were even touching ballots, this thing got sent all over the country, and people on Fox and people on AON and all this kind of thing said, oh, okay, this is an example of fraud. And everybody got, and those people got death threats. It cost them their business. They had a tiny little business where I think they baked, like baked cakes or something, and or maybe they sewed clothing. You know, these are people that wouldn't get a job anywhere else. And they had to move out of their house, find somewhere to live to escape the death threats. This is what the Republican Party is doing. Anyway, AON, but Fox too, even, Tucker Carlson said the FBI ginned up January 6th, and he's the one who said we should side with Putin. And so, you know something? Russian TV, the state TV, plays Tucker Carlson all the time and plays his AON stuff, saying that that's emblematic of American media. And I'm very, very glad they got pulled. Good for AT&T. But you know something, they're still out there and people are still watching it. And I'll leave you with one final study before we go to the next caller. There was a study where, and these were not AON watchers, but they were Fox watchers, were paid like $100 for 30 days to watch only CNN, only CNN. At the end of the 30 days, the polling showed that they had changed their ideas. Not so much because suddenly they were Democrats, they weren't, but questioning the stuff that they had seen on Fox. And that's a good start. But like in Russia, they all watch state TV and they're getting brainwashed. So yeah, good for AT&T. Going back to the lines, CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Matt. But Fox is number one news network for 25 years for a reason. You get both sides of issues. Senator Johnson's going to be reelected because he's been right on most issues, including the real coup that went on, and special counsel John Durham's going to prove that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrats were the ones colluding with Russia. And if you call this guy success, Matt, if this administration, this Biden-Harris administration, is success to you, I'd hate to see failure. Ron Johnson was right, like the Republicans, on inflation and the spending. Everybody that buys groceries and gas knows it, feels it, is living it. This is a Democrat world, and the red wave is coming because the Democrats are proving exactly what they're all about, and that is to destroy our economy, destroy our border. You watched 3.3 million people cross the border since Biden's been president, and that's not nothing, because now Title 42 is going to end, and it's going to go from 7,000 people a day to 18,000 people a day. Wonderful job. We're putting them in Obama cages because that's where this president wants them.
Let me respond. You raise a lot of points, and I'm always glad to have people contrary to my feelings. But I'm going to say a couple of things. First of all, and think about this, do you think it was right or wrong for Ron Johnson to go to Moscow, Russia on 4th of July in 2018 and have secret meetings? I think you would have to agree it was wrong. And that's wrong of him to do that. Secondly, the Republicans say Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians, what, to beat her in an election? Why would Hillary Clinton collude with the Russians to elect Donald Trump? I mean, that doesn't make an awful lot of sense. Finally, you know, this business of the red wave, you know, the fact is red is associated with the Republican Party, blue with the Democratic Party. But that phrase was used in 1950. In 1950, my uncle, Jerry Monahan, my brother, my mother's little brother, was, I think he was 21 at the time, was in the Marines, stationed on a mountain called Old Baldy. That's what the Marines called it in Korea, North Korea. And they were ordered to hold the mountain. And they mowed down a lot of the Norks. And then suddenly the Chinese came in a red wave. And they screaming and running at them. And they had to, a lot of the Marines were killed. And Uncle Jerry survived. Fortunately, he was wounded and just mowed them down. So when you talk about a red wave, the Republican Party may want to change its terminology because a lot of people remember the red wave a little different. Here's the deal. Joe Biden is a good man and he's doing a good job. Is there anything he's done in which I would have done differently? Yes, of course. But the truth of the matter is he kept NATO together where Trump would have pulled us out of NATO and would have if he'd gotten reelected. Trump attacked the EU, European Union, our allies. Biden supports the EU and got them all together to do Russian sanctions. And then what you have is you talk about inflation. A lot of money got pumped into this economy by Trump as well as Biden to rescue it during COVID. It was essential, or people had no wages. There's no money. And we made money available for employers to keep them on the payroll. You know, the Trump put $7 trillion in our national debt. At the time, he put something like a quarter of our national debt on in just 4 years. So this, the Republicans are not fiscally responsible. They cannot be trusted with money. I'm not saying they all steal it. Some don't. And I'm not saying that all of them help their donors steal it. Some don't. But they don't know it. They don't understand it. They get cheated very easily by the Chinese, by Foxconn. They turn down $1 billion in Medicaid money. They turn down $1 billion in train money. They can't handle money. They can't handle money. It's like giving alcohol, a bottle of whiskey, to an alcoholic. They can't handle money, and they shouldn't be in office. That's my view. You have a different view. I appreciate your calling in. I really do. If people tried to call into the right-wing stations, you'd be screened. If you were a liberal or a moderate, they didn't like what you had to say, you wouldn't go on the air. And if you did go on the air, you'd be on for 2 seconds, and you'd be insulted and yelled at. So that's the difference here. So anyway, thank you for calling, as always, and I invite you to call again in the future. Here's one that everybody will have different ideas on. You will, CJ, and so will everybody else, believe it or not. The Republicans think they're going to take the Congress, the House, in this fall, right, 2022. That means they definitely vote for a new speaker. Kevin McCarthy wants to be the speaker. Who is his opponent, whom increasingly a lot of people on the right in the party are pushing forward? Jim Jordan of Ohio, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, the friend of the wrestling mat. This guy is bad news. He was in on planning the insurrection. Kevin McCarthy weaseled. He sucks up to Trump now. But at the time, he said that Trump was toast and that he is the guy responsible for the insurrection. Then he changed. I don't trust Kevin McCarthy, but Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, met with Trump in the White House several times right around Christmas before the insurrection, plotting it out. He is an extremist. He is really a dangerous individual. He should not even be in the House of Representatives. I have no idea how that district in Ohio votes for him. But stand by, and you're going to see Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan running for speaker if they carry the Congress, and that is very bad news. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Bob of East Wisconsin. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Matt. It's been a long time since we've talked. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is you're talking before about education, and the what strikes me right away is that we need to disconnect education from the property tax and connect it with the income tax. And the city of Milwaukee schools would benefit immediately by having more funds available to pay for programs, salaries, and other things with that.
Right. You have hit the core issue. How do you pay for it? You know, I heard from the board on the Board of Visitors that the education school, one of the best in the country at UWM, has declined enrollment because people have been demoralized from Act 10 and from lack of money. And Bob's making the point, and it's absolutely right. The property tax is a regressive tax. In Milwaukee, you pay about $2,500 per 100,000 of your house. So if you have a $100,000 house, which isn't by any means a fancy house, you're going to pay over $200 a month in property taxes, among the highest in the country. And increasingly, it's because this Republican legislature, ever since Walker, has refused to send money back to support education. What they've done is frozen it, so there's been no increment, no increase for inflation in something like 10 years. And what's happened then is you have to find other means of supporting it. Milwaukee's going to use some of that COVID money, but that's going to go away at some point. It has to be unhooked from the property tax. I'd like to see the property tax slashed immensely. And the fact is that an income tax, nobody likes taxes. I just assumed there were no taxes, of course, but there's no free lunch. And the income tax is not a regressive tax. It's called a progressive tax. It has nothing to do with fighting Bob or woke or the squad. That's not the progressive we're talking about. What it means is that you pay a slightly higher percentage the more your income goes up. You don't have a flat tax. Rebecca Clayfish is advocating a flat tax and moving even more of education on the property tax. You should not be taxing people's homes. In other words, you can have a property tax on industrial property and all that, and that's just put in the price of goods and services. But, you know, telling a retiree with a $100,000 home they got to pay $200 a month in property taxes alone, and maybe they're only in Social Security making $1,000 a month or $900 a month, that's ridiculous. So, Bob, that's an excellent point, and should continue to be hammered at the Wisconsin legislature. Going back to the lines, Dave of Madison, my friend. David, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hello. I'd like to weigh in on that boondoggle that we had about the no train service idea, and what I would just love to see. Doesn't it sound good? A whole train tract that goes between Chicago, Madison. I don't know about Milwaukee, but and let's say somewhere up north, Fond du Lac or Eau Claire, and then you get to Minneapolis. I want to ride that train, and I think it's a great idea, and I still hope that I wish it would happen. Now, the problem we had with Madison here is a lot of people were saying we can't put it would be unwise to try to put that stop up in downtown. I totally agree. But this is a very widespread out area, and there could have been an alternative place set up.
Right. No, you're making a great point. And, you know, Dave, the sad thing is we had that. We had that. Under Obama, we were offered $1 billion to run train from Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, and Minneapolis through Eau Claire. That's exactly right. And in terms of the local issues, like where in Madison the train station would be, I don't care about that. I mean, you leave that up to local people. But the truth of the matter is, what happened was Scott Walker goes, well, I'm running for president. I want to look like a conservative to take the Southern vote. So he turns down $1 billion. That was our federal tax money. We overpay federal taxes in this state. That was $1 billion back to be used in this state. Other states get space centers. They get Navy bases. Our geography doesn't lend itself to that. So we get a train. No, he turns it down. And he had to pay a $50 million settlement fine for busting a contract. That's what happened to this guy. And Clayfish was the Duchess of Foxconn was the train wrecker, was his lieutenant governor. So I couldn't agree with you more, but the sad thing is, it was offered. And the problem is now you could go back to Congress, because we have a slight majority, and go back to Biden and ask for it again. I don't know if it's still there, they'll give it, but you'll have Voss and the Republicans of the gerrymandered legislature interfering. You must understand something. A Republican cannot be trusted with money. Do all of them steal it? No, not all of them. Do all of them help their donors steal it? Not all of them. But the rest of them are financially illiterate. They're illiterate. They're rubes. They come walking into town, they get their pockets picked. They do not know what they're doing. They do not understand money. Period. End of story. Thanks for calling in. I'll tell you what. You know, we talk about Ukraine, and this is in the how bad is that department. There was a, as the Russians withdrew from northern Ukraine, they left humanitarian aid packages for starving civilians, milk and all that kind of stuff. There's a Ukrainian woman in Kherson, just reported she was given a carton of milk by the Russians as humanitarian aid. She was going to open it. Her husband said, don't open it. It had been booby-trapped. There was an explosive in it. It would have killed her. Other food they left was poisoned. Two people have died. The Ruskies on the way out left mines in homes and on corpses. So if you went to look for a dead relative and you rolled them over, you'd get killed. You go back to your house, you go upstairs, you open a door, you blow up. This is sadism. I mean, you know, you give poisoned milk to a woman, you know, she gives it maybe to her child. I mean, that's just flat out sadism. The Ukrainian government said you can't trust any food the Ruskies left, and you go looking for a corpse or go back in your house, have the bomb squad go in. Well, they bombed so many houses. How many bomb squads do they have over there? The Russians are acting sadistically, and that has got to be understood to anybody, by anybody who thinks somehow we're going to negotiate with them. They understand only force. There's no promise they'll ever make, no promise they'll ever make that they'll keep if they think they can get away with something else. One final thing, some good news in France. Emmanuel Macron, the incumbent president, beat Marie Le Pen 59-41, roughly. That's rounding, but almost 60-40, basically. And everybody's going, oh, but Le Pen won a little bit because she went up. She didn't go up that much. Last time she got 33. This time she got 8 points more. Le Pen is on the take from the Russians, just like Trump. She took out a loan from the Russians for her last campaign. She's paying it off. She owes 12 million euros. That's a little over $12 million. And Putin said, I want you to pay it to a Russian defense contractor instead of the bank. And he apparently has his hooks in this company. And she says, fine, you want that as president of France in the middle of NATO, in the middle of EU, our oldest ally, our ally in the Revolutionary War? Washington would not have beaten Cornwallis at the last battle if he had not had the French. They're good people. You can't have Le Pen and the pro-Russian penetrators take over that country, and you can't have Putin take over the United States through Trump. Great show. We're going to the end of the show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind.